Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, January 2nd, 2020. Happy New Year. 2,000 police officers and 1,340 firefighters were on duty on New Year's Eve, and according to their own statements, the police, quote, enforced the two fireworks ban zones in Schöneberg and Alexanderplatz, which were established for the first time. The police reported that there were no seriously injured officers or firefighters, which was, quote, good news compared to previous years. Otherwise, police spoke of the, quote, usual madness. The fire brigade carried out exactly 1,523 operations from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m., including a comparatively large number of fires, 617, probably due to the dry weather. Last year, there were 446. The total number of people treated for New Year's Eve injuries was 22, which is about the average of what doctors expected. The Berliner Unfallklinik, or accident hospital, treated 15 people with serious injuries from firecrackers or rockets. In several cases, these included severe burns and severed fingers and hands. Among the seriously injured were four children under the age of 10. According to the Fire Brigade Control Center, there were 24 attacks on emergency services, the worst being the attack on a fire engine in Neukölln. On Sanderstrasse, several people tried to open the door to the crew cabin, attacked the vehicle with pyrotechnics and stones, and threatened firefighters with a flare gun. Per police, there were also several occasions of people shooting flare guns at police officers, leading to an arrest at Alexanderplatz and in Moabit. Residents in Lankwitz have been without electricity since Christmas Day, and their heat supply is also partially disrupted. The reason? An underground cable is defective. According to RBB, more than 100 apartments in the area of Lüdecke, Wischere, and Biesstrasse were affected, and street lamps also remain dark. According to a spokeswoman from the energy provider, the damage was first repaired overnight between the 27th and 28th, but in the meantime, new damage occurred. Presumably, a second underground cable is also defective. The power provider announced that employees are on site and are working, quote, at full speed to repair the damage. The Technical Relief Agency, or THW, was called in to supply the affected households with emergency generators, and since Monday afternoon has been providing provisional power supplies. On behalf of the state of Berlin, tons of fish are caught and thrown away every year. In 2019, fishers were commissioned by the state to take 43.4 tons of fish from Berlin's waters, which were then killed and disposed of in biogas plants. In previous years, more than 1,000 tons of whitefish or various species of carp were caught. The Senate Environmental Administration justifies this, quote, whitefish fishing with the resulting improvement in water quality. Animal welfare activists, on the other hand, criticize the killing and discarding of thousands upon thousands of fish. The fish population is rising because of the over-fertilization of water. When nutrients enter rivers and lakes, algae and aquatic plants grow particularly strong. The many algae then deprive other, more sensitive plant and animal species of vital oxygen. Small crustaceans contain the algae, but they are also a food source for whitefish. The small crabs are important as biofiltrators in overfertilized and algae-polluted waters. Therefore, it is said that it's important to catch the fish, which are actually edible but are disposed of and used in biogas plants because of their unpopularity due to their many bones. Animal rights activists criticize this. For example, an unpublished paper of the Green Party states, quote, the disproportionate destruction of such large quantities of fish or food is unethical and not justifiable against the background of animal welfare. Fish biologist Robert Arlinghaus has no fundamental doubts that fishing can make the waters cleaner. Intervention in food chains or biomanipulation could be useful to improve water clarity. At the same time, it can't stop the cause, it's just a symptom control. In Berlin, for example, the mixed sewer system in the city center overflows again and again. In these cases, unfiltered excrement containing enormous amounts of phosphorus is then discharged into the spray. At the same time, fixing the sewerage system is significantly more expensive than hiring fishers. A car chase occurred in Mitte on Monday afternoon. The 29-year-old driver of the car fled when an officer on a bicycle tried to check him on Monday afternoon after they discovered an expired license plate. An inquiry of the license plate number showed that it was previously marked as suspicious. Officers who were called in to assist followed the car. Then the driver ran a red light, endangering pedestrians, but no one was injured. Later, the driver of the getaway car hit a police vehicle. Since the driver did not get out of his car voluntarily, officers had to smash a side window and pull the 29-year-old out. He had no driver's license and was under the influence of drugs. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.